Good morning, everyone. It is so good to see all of you here this morning. And it is a beautiful day. It's just a gift. So I'm going to talk and share with you this morning about hope. And if you came in this week, you would have seen like stuff all over the tables. I had poems, I had theological Bibles, I had study Bibles, I had all this stuff, and I was just trying to pull in together about hope. So I'm going to start with the definition of hope. And I do enjoy having my stuff all spread out and looking and gathering information, so it's a good thing. Hope as a noun means a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. Similar words to hope: aspiration, desire, wish, expectation, plan, daydream, pipe dream, longing, yearning, craving. The archaic or old-fashioned definition would be a feeling of trust, to want something to happen, to expect, anticipate, to wait for, to be hopeful for, or to pin one's hopes on. I was gifted a Help Finder Bible, and beside hope it says, also see faith, future, heaven, eternal life, and salvation. Psalm 39, verse 7 says, and so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you. A truer, deeper meaning for life is found when we turn to God. Trying to get through this life on one's own will only prove to be very difficult. God offers ultimate hope through forgiving us so that we can be with him forever. Psalm 71, verse 5, O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. The Lord is the greatest source of hope. He has created each of us with a great future in mind. When you trust him, you will develop a trust for each tomorrow and for all eternity. The motivating feature to help resist temptation is to keep a pure life. How to keep a pure life is hope. And so when you are going to bed, don't be dreading tomorrow. Don't be thinking about the what ifs. Through prayer, reach out to your Lord, and he will guide you and support you. Several quotes that I found out that I read about hope are from French poet Victor Hugo, hope is the word which God has written on the brow of every man. Hope is essential to our perseverance, our getting through the tough times. Desmond Tutu is a cleric and theologian from South Africa. Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all of the darkness. Where there is hope, there is life. Anne Frank wrote that. She was a Jewish victim of the Holocaust. Let your hopes not hurt, not your hurts, shape your future. Let your hopes, not your hurts, shape your future. Pastor and author Robert Schuller wrote that. Once you choose hope, anything's possible. Christopher Reeves, the actor who was paralyzed in an accident, spent the final years of his life in a wheelchair. Once you choose hope, anything's possible. Never underestimate the power of hope. Hope fuels us with the energy and the courage to move forward. Martin Luther wrote, everything that is done in this world is done by hope. Hope makes everything work. Hope is the ability to hear the melody of the future. Faith is the courage to dance to it today. Faith leads to being filled with the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit leads us to think less of ourselves and more of others and much of Jesus. It leads us to repent. It leads us to love and truth and holiness. Hope makes this world a brighter place. Sometimes hope is simply shared with a smile. I'm going to be reading from Romans 8, 18 to 22. Romans 8, 18 to 22. I consider that what we suffer at this present time cannot be compared at all with the glory that is going to be revealed to all of us. All of creation waits with eager longing for God to reveal his children. For creation was condemned to lose its purpose, not of its own will, but because God willed it to be so. Yet there was the hope that creation itself would one day be set free from its slavery to decay and would share the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that up to the present time, all of creation groans with pain, like the pain of childbirth. As Paul wrote this letter to the church in Rome, the rich were living in their huge homes with beautiful tiled floors and walls, and their supper tables were overflowing. And the poor were living in the one-room houses that were poorly built, and they were lucky if they got bread or porridge for supper. It would have been very easy to dislike those who had so much more. But Paul continued to remind the believers to wait and anticipate the coming glory. He reminded them, and he reminds us, to keep looking toward the future with a heavenly hope. Theologian Morris writes that the glory will be revealed, not created. The implication is that it is already existent, but not apparent. Glory is there. God is there. It will be revealed to us. Those who believe know that hope exists. Hold on to that hope and share that hope with others. In this world, people are eager, practically begging, to hear stories of hope and love and belief. Hope is a gift from God to each of us. We need to avoid living foolishly by doubting God in difficult times. And being human, sometimes that's hard to do, but hold on to hope. God's glory will be revealed in us as believers. Kathy mentioned that in her prayers, like God will be seen in us. He is in us. Even knowing God's promises and receiving innumerable blessings, we may still lose hope from time to time. Let's reflect on the tragedy of September 11th, 2001. This world of trials is a place God has promised peace, hope, and eternal life when we give our lives to him. My parents and I watched several memorials yesterday, and my dad, just tears were flowing. It was tough for a lot of people to watch it, but very important that we don't forget. J.I. Packer wrote, We should not be upset when unexpected and upsetting things happen. God, in his wisdom, means to make something of us which we have not yet attained, and he is dealing with us accordingly. That day was filled with fear, death, and uncertainty. Everything that hope is not was occurring on September 11th. Yet we continue to hear stories of bravery and healing and good coming from the desperate moments of that day. How can I keep hoping when God never seems to act? Romans 8:24. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. Salvation comes through trust in Christ, believing he will do for us what he has promised. Hope is expecting that he will give us everlasting life and that we will live with him forever. We can't see these things, but we can hope with assurance, for our hope is built on trust in the most trustworthy one of all. Turn to the encouragement found in prayer, in reading your Bible, in turning to your faith-filled friends for conversation. Catch yourself from falling into worry and discouragement. Know that Jesus is reaching for you with his healing touch. As I was in the grocery store, a lady needed help finding the dates on the fresh fruits, so I was picking them up and reading them, and one of the packets said 9/11, and she stood back and she said, "Oh, that's a bad luck date. I don't want that one." And I shared with her, "Tomorrow when you see the memorial, I want you to be looking. I want you to be watching, because you are going to hear and see some amazingly brave people with amazingly kind actions saving people's lives and doing the best they could to help others get through a tragedy." And she was like, "That's a really nice way to think about it." There was a lot of good going on at that time. Turning to Romans 8, 23 through 27. "But it is not just creation alone which groans. We who have the Spirit as the first of God's gifts also groan within ourselves as we wait for God to make us his children and to set our whole being free. For it was not by hope that we were saved, but if we see what we hope for, then it is not really hope. For who of us hopes for something we see? But if we hope for what we do not see, wait for it with patience. In the same way, the Spirit also comes to help us, weak as we are, for we do not know how we ought to pray. The Spirit himself pleads with God for us in groans that words cannot express. And God, who sees into our hearts, knows what the thought of the Spirit is, because the Spirit pleads with God on behalf of his people and in accordance with his will." We will all have bad days. Days that will be filled with upsetness, days that will be filled with tears. And yet we need to recognize that God thinks of us as his first fruits. The Holy Spirit is with us, with each of us, and helps by making intercession for us. Ask for guidance. Be truthful. Be honest in your prayer. Ask for specifics. Your heart will be made known to God through prayer. God's plan is for us to persevere and trust God. Trust that his promised glory will be our reality. Romans 8, verse 28. "We know that in all things God works for good, with those who love him. We know that in all things God works for good with those who love him, those whom he called according to his purpose." all things, not some things, all things are works for the good together, not alone. Because we are called according to his purpose as believers, God indeed is managing our situations. Turning back to Morris, he also wrote that Paul is saying that God is the author of our salvation and that from beginning to end, we are not to think that God can take action only when we graciously give him permission. He is within each of you. He is working within your lives. And so he has chosen me and you to begin a good work. He's not finished with us. Are we able to pause and to continue with hope in our lives? And to know and understand that there is a reason for things going on and that God loves each and every one of us as we move forward. This is paraphrased from Jessie Fiordo's devotional. Her devotional is called Where God Leads, I Will Follow. So diamonds are overlooked as ordinary stones in their original state. But they, in their transformation, have overcome rigorous steps of the creation process, withstanding heat and pressure. And eventually, diamonds become the strong stones that they know. They're very transparent. And we all know that diamonds are a girl's best friend, right? Maybe not. Just as diamonds endure heat and pressure and time and these extreme conditions to be transitioned into the actual diamond, each of us will endure and sometimes wonder why God allows us to struggle. God is working to transform us. We may not ever understand, but we are to continue walking with God, trusting him to use the situations that we find ourselves in for his purpose. Trusting him because he has a purpose for us. Sandra just shared that, I hope it's okay I share this, that her daughter's car got bumped in the parking lot, and thankfully someone left a note. And Sandra and Jeff plan on getting back to this young man and saying, you know, that was a very honorable thing for you to do, because not everybody bumps your car and leaves a phone number, right? He did the right thing. And they're going to take the next step and make sure that he knows that they're thankful that he did the right thing. He's being shaped, and your daughter's being shaped as these things happen. How do we respond to things that happen in our daily lives? As we grow into glitter, not only gems, but glittering gems, I set the bar high for us. As we grow into glittering gems, God purifies our hearts so we can reflect Christ and others will see him. 1 Peter 5:10, and the God of all grace who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. Continue on through his polishing with the expectation and the anticipation and the hope of achieving eternal beauty. We know all things work for the good for those who love our Lord. Your unique attributes will not be overlooked. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are our strength and our protector, and we place our hope in you. In times of adversity, let us trust your plan for our lives. When we are afraid, allow us to seek strength in you and through you. Your love is infinite, as is your wisdom. Whatever our circumstances, Lord, let us always give the praise and the thanks and the glory to you. Our hope is in you, Lord. Allow us to praise you with our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.